All right, good evening, everyone. Hopefully everyone is having a blessed evening. As we are, as always, we'd like to say praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for yet another day in the land of the living and another chance to get our acts together. This is Joy in the Midst of the Storm. If you're new around here, welcome. This is a program where we like to do weekly live stream Bible studies and shortly upload audio versions to every major podcast platform shortly thereafter. If you've been with us for a while, as we always like to say, welcome back. Thank you guys for tuning in and week out, trying to hear what thus says the Lord. And I just noticed that I didn't change the picture. I still have last week's image up here, but I'll get that changed shortly. So today is November 30th, 2023, in week 252. And the title is magic. So we'll be getting into that topic tonight. And we do have two early comments, one from David and one from Casey. David says, praise the Lord, my brothers. Hope everyone is having a blessed day in the Lord. And Casey also says, praise the Lord, brothers and everyone. Hopefully everyone is having a blessed day in the Lord. God bless. And we just had another comment. Kim says, greetings in the name of Jesus to all. So praise the Lord to you three. Thank you so much for being one of the early comments. And so without any further ado, I'm going to pass it over to Minister Tony Banks, and we can go ahead and get started with this evening's message. As always, we pray that you guys get something out of it.
Thank you very much, Melvin. As usual, we will kick this thing off by going into a word of prayer. If you guys can join in with us, we encourage you to do so. Gracious Lord, thank you for blessing us yet again, Lord. Thank you for just giving us a moment, for giving us a mind, Lord, to gather together, a mind to even just gather for prayer, Lord. We understand that we ought to always pray. We ought to always give you thanks. We ought to always seek your face and seek your will, seek your desire for our lives, Lord. And so help us to continue in prayer for one another, Lord. We understand so much is going on, so many trials, tribulations, so much affliction, so much suffering going on all across the world. And so, Lord, help us to continue to remember one another in prayer, Lord. Help us to continue to uplift each other. Not just ourselves, Lord, not just the circumstances and things that we're dealing with, Lord, but help us to think about others. And so, Lord, we're praying for the Bible study tonight that your word would go forth, that you alone would increase and that we would all decrease, Lord. We're praying that no matter what happens to us in this life, continually remind us that there is a reason to have joy in the midst of every storm. Lord, we're praying all these blessings in your magnificent name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Again, God bless each of you. Thank you guys for tuning in with us, for spending a little bit of time with us as we continue to seek the Lord for what it is that he has for us. God has truly been gracious to us all. He's truly been wonderful. He's been kind. He's been loving. He's been forgiving. God has been so much to us. And I'm hoping and praying that we would continue to do the things that he's calling for us to do. And so, as Melvin already said, we are talking about magic tonight. You know, as I thought about this, you know, we are not getting the top ratings in the world. I'm sure if we could look at the numbers, I can assure you that Joy in the Midst of a Storm is not going to be in the top 10 as far as ratings goes. But, you know, so often I find the people that get a lot of ratings, if they're not famous, the people that are getting a lot of ratings, they're doing something silly. They're doing something foolish. If we were on here playing with fire, if we were walking the tightrope, if we were doing something outrageous, I can recall people Lord, I'm glad we're not still doing this. I hope no one's still doing this, but I can recall people setting themselves on fire for clicks, for social media fame, people eating Tide Pods. Whenever people do something foolish, it tends to blow up and spread. And so tonight, we're not going to do anything foolish. And we're not going to perform any magic tricks tonight, but we are going to talk about magic, because just thinking about God and thinking about how he operates, it's magical. It is mysterious. And so tonight we're not talking about Houdini. We're not going to talk about David Copperfield, David Blaine. I remember he was pretty popular when I was growing up. I remember hearing that name. We're not talking about David Blaine tonight. We're not dealing with Hocus Pocus. And we're not dealing with the circus tonight. We're talking about God Almighty and the magic that he performs. And so we're going to get into it tonight, coming from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 9. Let's see what that says, Melvin. Ephesians 3 and 9.
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ.
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. See, that's what magic is. Whenever people put on a magic show, whenever someone performs some type of skit like that, it's a mystery. I've seen TV shows. Now, I don't think I've ever been to a magic show, alone from maybe being at the circus before. I really don't recall ever being in a magic, attending a magic show, but I have seen these things on TV a lot. Seen it on videos. You'll see someone, they'll be performing tricks and pulling rabbits out of hats, and you'll see people, you'll see someone get inside of a box. And you'll see them split the box in three parts and just all types of things. You'll see them put a knife through the box and they open the box and no one's inside. You see all of these things because people, we're fascinated with illusions. We're fascinated with things that appear one way, but somehow the magician makes it something totally different. And so Paul here talking to us, and he lets us know there's a mystery. See, when it comes to God, there is a mystery. There are a lot of magical things that take place when God is involved. From the very beginning of time, the Word of God tells us in the book of Genesis that God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. It was void. And God said, let there be light. See, there was magic from the very beginning. Things that were not already there, God caused them to appear. Magic. We're talking magic tonight. See, this is some incredible things if we could just see it. That's what Paul said. He said, and to make all men see. See, I really want you to see the magic involved with God. I'm not talking about cards, tarot cards, all of this other stuff. I'm not talking about palm reading and all of this stuff. That's nothing but an illusion. That's nothing but hocus pocus and it bogus. It's nothing but bogus. It ought to be hocus bogus. I'm talking about something real tonight, the magic that relies in God. And although it is a mystery, it is something that God actually wants you to see. See, when people perform these magic tricks, when they're performing these illusions, they don't want you to know exactly how they do it. Someone will come up to you with a card and they'll tell you, oh, pick a card. And they tell you to put the card back in the deck, and somehow they shuffle the cards and they do all this stuff. And then they reveal to you what your card is. See, they don't want to tell you how they perform that trick. They just want you to be in awe. They want you to be amazed and say, wow. They pull the card from behind your ear. See, they want you to be amazed. But when it comes to God, He wants you to know what's going on. He wants you to understand. He wants you to be, He wants to reveal to you His power. And it's not an illusion with Him. See, this is the real deal. There's nothing fake. There's nothing pretend about this. This is authentic. And so Paul, he said, and to make all men, see, God wants all of us to see this. He wants all of us to see that. Look, He's been performing magic since the beginning of time. Since the beginning of time, He didn't have to put on white gloves. He didn't have to put on a 10-gallon hat. He didn't get a wand. He didn't say abracadabra. He just spoke the word and things came true. What a magical God we serve. What a mighty God that we serve. All that we have to do is be obedient to Him and watch the magic start taking place. Watch how things just start to line up in our lives. I remember having conversations and sometimes, and I understand because I too have felt this way. Sometimes we're afraid to rely on God. We're afraid to trust God. Sometimes we're afraid to step out on faith because it might be something we've never did before. See, people have a problem oftentimes paying tithes. And now sometimes people are afraid, not just because they don't trust the church that they're giving the money to. Sometimes people are just afraid because they've never had to give up this money before, not on something. See, oftentimes, let me put it this way. Oftentimes we give our money to buy things to eat, to go to different events, go on trips. See, we use our money to pay for things for us, to buy us things of our own good pleasure a lot of times. Some things we don't want to buy, and some things, a lot of things, is just out of our pleasure. But when it comes to paying tithes, see, that becomes difficult for people because we look at it and we say, wow, you mean to tell me I've got to give up that much money? If you made $1,000, you say, I've got to give up 100 of those. So then you start thinking, how am I going to live? How are my bills going to get paid? How is this going to get paid? How am I going to buy gas? I've been struggling as it is. See, there's something about it that's fearful to so many people. And I've had conversations. And so that's that very thought comes to people's mind and they just can't see how it would work. But, you know, there's something about it. He told us, look, if we would just line up and obey Him, God told us He would open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Look, I know I still have more room to receive. There's still more room for me to receive. Now, you might say you've already gotten that blessing, but I still have more room. But I'm not telling you that God hasn't blessed me. But listening to people talk and they're amazed with how they will pay their tithes. And somehow, some people are different than me. See, some people are watching these numbers like a hawk. And so they're calculating it and they're saying, man, I don't know how it worked out. I don't understand how I've paid this much tithes and this much bills and somehow I'm still coming out ahead. Might struggle sometimes, but I'm coming out ahead. Brother, it's magic. This is the power of God that we're talking about. See, when God steps in any situation, magic happens. There's a reason Jesus was able. Lord, I thank God for allowing me to see, for opening my eyes to see something. There's a reason that the disciples, they brought to Jesus 2 fish and 5 loaves. There's a reason they were able to feed above 5,000 people, because the magic happened. See, every single time God steps in, we're talking magic now. Things are not as they seem when God is involved. No matter what's going on in our lives, if we would just line up with God, if we would invite him into our situation, look, we're talking magic now. And again, we're not talking abracadabra. We're talking the real deal now. See, I only want the real deal in my life. I want real godly power around me. See, there was down in Samaria, the Bible talks about a man named Simon who had bewitched the people. See, these people thought he was the great power of God. See, they thought he was performing some good tricks, some good signs and wonders. They really thought this man, he really had some, until the real power of God showed up. Until the devil is an imitator. He is an imitator. And he's always going to try to mock the things that God does. But when the real God shows up, like we're talking magic. My mind goes to Elijah. See, there's so many things we could talk about. There's so many scriptures we can look at to talk about the true power of God. My mind goes to Elijah and how he was dealing with the prophets of Baal, and how he asked the question, Lord, thank you. He said, how long are you going to be halt? He said, how long are you going to be tied up, held up, bound between two opinions? Look, if God be God, serve him. But if Baal is the true God, look, go follow Baal then. See, sometimes the people of God, we've got our eyes trying to serve two masters. And so Elijah, he allowed them to call on their God all day. They called on him all day. And he told them, whatever God responds by fire, Lord, thank you. Whatever God sends fire down from heaven, look, that's the real God. So they called on their God all day and nothing happened. And so Elijah said, look, he must be asleep. He must be taking a vacation. He must not hear you. Get a little louder. You've got to do something to get his attention, apparently. And then he decided to call on the real God. And God sent down fire. See, we're talking a God that has real power today. This is what joy in the midst of the storm is about. We're about a God who can really help. A God who really solves problems. A God who's really a way maker. A God who really cares. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmity. A God who's really with us. This is what we're about. This is not about taking your money. This is about helping. And so I'm thankful to God that when we do what he told us, look, magic happens. Magic just seems to happen. No matter what. Let's read this verse again, Mel. Ephesians 3. You know what? Let's go back first. We'll come back here. Go back up. Let's read verse 4. Ephesians 3 and verse 4.
Whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge and the mystery of Christ.
See, this is a mystery. This book we are looking at, this book we're reading from, it is a mystery. There's so much power behind this book. There's so much magic, if you will, behind this book. This book will transform your life. I don't care what problem. So many times people are trying to figure out a way out of their problem, a way out of the addiction, a way out of the depression, a way out of the anxiety, a way out of whatever it is going on, a way out of the sickness, whatever's the problem. People are trying to find the answer, but so often we think the answer is somewhere else. We don't understand the magic that's going to take place. If we would just begin to read this book, to meditate on this word day and night. Look, he told us to meditate on this word. But you know, I'm hearing people talk about meditating. They're not meditating on any words. We're humming ourselves. We're doing nothing but humming and calling it meditating. He said, meditate on this word day and night and watch the magic happen. We're seeking peace. Look, it's magical when you have peace in your life. No matter what, look, everything can be falling apart around you, but it's something about having the peace of God in your life. It's magical, I'm telling you. Because people are not going to comprehend that. How in the world? How can you be happy? How much money is in your bank account? There's no way I could be happy if I had the money that you have in my bank. This is what people will tell you. They're looking at things from the outside, outside of God. So when we really begin to read his word and begin to understand the mysteries behind this, when you begin to understand the things that are hidden, see, Jesus told his disciple, he said, it's given to you to know this. There's magic behind these scriptures, but it's not given to everybody. See, everybody don't understand this. Everyone does not understand this book. A lot of people have read this book. They've read the book more than we have. A lot of people have looked up Greek words and Hebrew words and all of this stuff, but there's still a mystery behind it. There's still some magic behind it that we don't understand. See, we're talking a God tonight that no problem is too big for. His hand, his arm is not too short. He has no problem reaching down to us. He has no limitation. We're serving a God that stands outside of time. See, we're living inside of time. Every second, we are aging, getting older and older. I hear young people talk about old people and making fun of them and all of this other stuff, not realizing they're headed in the same direction, but they just can't understand it. They don't understand the magic behind this. See, God placed you and I in time. He stands outside of time and placed us in time. And he's allowing us to age. And so there's so much that we're seeing every day. We are watching as people become sick, even us ourselves. We're watching as we become older. And we begin to have some doubts. See, we'll watch people get old. And sometimes we're no longer able to walk, no longer able to see. And because that becomes a norm to us sometimes, we limit the power of God. See, that's all the magic is nothing but the power of God at work. But we've got to not only look at what we see going on around us, look, we've got to get in this book and read so that these mysteries will be revealed to us. See, I think about how people get older. We lose function of our bodies. And whenever someone tells me that they're going to be like that when they get old, my mind instantly rejects that. Now, I'm not telling you I know what I'll be like if God even allows me to get to those ages. I don't know what I'll be like. But I realize the power of God. People were living to be 600, 700 years old, 800 years old, 900 years old in this book. See, that's magic to us. Because when we look at that, we say, man, there's no way. People are barely living to be 100 today. There's no way. But you don't understand the mystery behind it. See, this is the power of God we're talking. See, we've got to get to a place in God where we do not limit him, where we don't doubt, where we're not wavering in our faith, where we're believing him for all things. But this is a mystery now. So I'm praying, I'm hoping that you would begin to see this, that nothing's impossible with him. The same God that was raising people from the dead, the same God that opened the blind's eyes, the same God that fed so many people, he's the same God today. Magic is still happening today. There are still miracles that are taking place. There are still these incidents that are happening. And we're saying it was just by chance. No, this was by the power of God. And just for tonight, we're going to call it his magic. See, I truly love God showing his power. From the beginning of time, he's been showing us his power. Even when he delivered his people from Egypt, we've seen him part the Red Sea, showing us his power. You're talking about magic. He allowed his people to cross over on dry ground, did the same thing at the Jordan River. We're talking magic. He's allowed Daniel to be in the lion's den, and the lion didn't harm him. We're talking magic tonight. He allowed the three Hebrew boys to be in the fire and the fire not consumed. We're talking magic tonight. This is the power of God. And he will do these same works for us. He will perform and show us his power if, see, sometimes we're just not open to seeing it. Sometimes we will reject God's power in our life. We will doubt him. We will think because someone said it's not possible. See, we will limit God. But all things are possible if we can believe in him. If we can just believe in him. You know, I'm sure the apostles in so many situations, if people would have looked at their situation, they would have thought these apostles, they were done. They were gone. My mind goes to a time where Peter was in prison. And the Bible tells us how the disciples continued to pray for him. And lo and behold, the angel came and got him out of prison. See, we're talking about power of God. Bible talks about how he just, Lord, I thank you. He just walked up to the gate and the gate opened of his own accord. We're talking magic tonight. He didn't use a key fob. He didn't press the code to the gate. The gate just opened. Lord, thank you. due to the magic of God. We're talking the power of God tonight. We must stop limiting God. He has no limits, but in our minds, we limit him. When Paul was in prison, and my God, those people began to praise and sing and worship God. And just from praising God, my God, the earthquake happened. The building shook. The grounds broke up. See, nothing can contain God. Nothing can stop God. Paul had to tell the servant, the guard who was going to kill themselves. He said, do thyself no harm. He said, we're all here. We're talking the power of God tonight. See, God can get you out of some traps. God can get you out of some situations that he allowed you to get in. God will get you out if you can trust him. If we can trust him. I remember at the beginning of this year, my goal was to get closer to God. That's still my goal. That is still the goal. Here we are, last day of the second to the last month. Time has passed so quickly. Here we are at the end of the year, and you know we say the same thing every year. It happened so fast. Seemed just like magic. See, God is incredible. If we would begin to open our eyes and just see him, if we would just open our eyes to see him, we need to move here, Melvin. In the book of, actually, let's stay in the same book. You know what? Yeah, let's go ahead and read verse 18. Let's drop down to verse 18.
May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. You know, the writer here is really trying to emphasize this point. Look at the word choices. He's able to do exceeding, abundantly, above. He used, and then he used the word all. He used so many words to try to illustrate this point, because it's a mystery how God can do all of this. Look, we've got to stop limiting the power of God. He's not limited now, but in our minds, we're limiting him. But he's able to do so much. He can do more than David Blaine. He can do more than all of these people that are so-called magicians. He can do so much more. And he's willing to show us if we would just learn to trust him. What a mighty God that we serve. A magical God. A truly incredible God. Time would not allow us to talk about all of the things that God has did. Just look back over your own life and look at the times where God spared you. We're talking magic. He spared you from something. Sometimes people get upset with God because something happened that we didn't want to happen. But, you know, if we would just stop for a moment and just look at something he spared you from and how It should not have happened. From man's point of view, there's so many times a doctor will tell a person, look, there's nothing else we can do here. And God steps in. There's so many situations where it seemed like the end was supposed to happen, but God intervenes. This is the magic and power of God. So many times. At what point do we begin to believe he's able? At what point? We've got to move here, Melvin, because my time is running out. In the book of Romans, chapter 11 and verse 33, Romans 11, 33.
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
His ways past finding out. This is what I was saying earlier. When the magician is performing a magic trick, they don't want you to know. And God is so incredible. Sometimes we just can't even understand how it happened. We just can't comprehend how it happened. But he's making his people to know. He's revealing to us by his Spirit. He's giving to us the Holy Ghost. He's giving to us his power to make us to know. All he's looking for is a people who want to see magic take place in their lives. That's all he's looking for. A people who want to see. Look, this is the greatest show you will ever see. This is the greatest show you will ever see. When you decide to invite God into your life. Read for us, Mel.
For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed again unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
I want to go to one other place, Melvin. One other place. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15 and 51. Because I want to make sure we deal with this mystery. 1 Corinthians 15 and 51.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
See, there's some things that the people of God, look, we've got some stuff to look forward to. There are things we have to look forward to. Paul says, behold, I show you a mystery. See, God is still, he's doing some wonderful thing. Behold, I show you a mystery.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Mm-hmm.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
You talk about magic. You talk about a change, a mystery, the power of God. We're talking about how God is going to transform us the same way he does the caterpillar into a butterfly. Look, it's magic. Look, if no one ever told me, I would have never known the caterpillar transforms into a butterfly. I never would have knew that until someone told me. I never would have known. And so now we needed someone to tell us yet again that right now you might be in a body. You might love your body, but this body has some problems. Not only was sin in this body and is in this body also has pain. This body also has affliction. This body also has a lot of weaknesses. But God, because he loves us, he's going to perform another magic trick on you. He's going to transform you out of this body into a body that there will be no corruption. Look, there's so much evil going on in the world today. God is going to give you a body. You don't have to worry about somebody coming to kill you. You won't have to worry about, well, they put a knife to my throat. You won't have to worry about they put a gun on me and all of this other stuff. Once he puts us in a different body, but we're talking magic now. See, somebody's not going to understand this. Somebody's going to say, look, that's crazy. That's foolish. When I die, I'm just going to be in the ground and that's the end. Look, it's going to be a terrible day for you when you wake up. See, we're going to sleep. Notice the wording that he used. He said in verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. He's talking about death, but he's talking about sleep. In other words, death, when people die, we're not doing anything but sleeping for an extended period of time. See, God is going to wake you up again, according to his power. See, it's all according to God. See, when people die, somebody can stand there. You can shake a person. You can yell their name. You can do whatever you want. But it takes God. See, we're talking some real magic here. It takes God to wake a person up. Every morning when we wake up, it was God who did it. The alarm clock would never be loud enough. The alarm clock would never be loud enough. So this book is full of mysteries, is full of God's power. And he's trying to reveal it to us. He's trying to let us know what is ahead of us. And what is ahead of us is a glorious time. If we line up with God, look, it's a glorious time to be transformed into a new body. You won't have to worry about going to the dentist anymore. You won't have to worry about going to the doctor. You won't have to worry about paying your taxes. I know somebody's excited about that. We're talking about the magic of God. He said, in the place where God is going to take us, he said, we won't need the sun to give us light any longer. This is what God wants to do for us. Read for us, Melvin.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Death is swallowed up in victory. You're talking about some magic. Look, you won't even have to worry about death anymore. Right now, death has us terrified. We are terrified. When we begin to think we're on the verge of death, look, we begin asking for prayers. We begin praying ourselves like we never have before. I know I've been there. But there's coming a point of time where God's going to step in and tell death to stand back and behave. It's run its course. See, we're talking the power of God. The power of God. People cannot imagine barely living 100 years to now living for all of eternity. Look, this is magic. We're barely living a good 100 years, but we're going to go from this corrupted body to a body that will never die again. Look, this is whether you're saved or whether you're not saved. There's a body that remains for you, a body that will never, never die again. Look, this is the power of God. And if we would get in this book and read this, he would teach us. He would show us. Read for us, Mev.
O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
Look, we don't need the graveyard anymore. What a glorious time it will be. See, Jesus already showed us this. When he came and defeated death, he was in the grave for 3 days. And he rose again. All power given unto him. All power was in his hands. He defeated death. And he showed us this so we would know, look, we're headed in the same direction. We're headed in the same direction. We will defeat cancer. We will defeat every disease. We will defeat every sickness. This is what we have hope of. But this is a mystery. See, somebody can't understand this. This is magical. He said it's going to happen in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in a split second. This is going to occur in a moment, Lord. The Bible talks about Satan and how he was cast down. He fell like lightning. Happened in a moment. See, God, when he does things, it doesn't take God a long time. Yeah, he might cause us to wait and be patient, but God, whenever he decides to do something, look, it's happening quick. It's happening quick. He might make us wait. But when he speaks his word, everything becomes obedient. When Jesus stood on the ship and he told the wind and the waves to behave, when he told the wind to be still, the disciples looked at it because they witnessed magic take place. They said, what manner of man is this? What kind of person is this? That even the elements of the world, the wind, the sea, all of these things, the clouds are obeying him. How in the world is this possible? They witness magic. See, God has shown his people magic throughout these scriptures, and he's not done yet. He is not done yet. Somebody said they saved the best for last. Look, he's got more. This thing keeps getting better and better. But can you see it? Are you privy to this mystery? Are you in on this secret? It is not given to everyone to know this. You know, it's truly a privilege that God chose you. See, everyone was not chosen to see this. Look, I have a lot of people around me that I care about, but they just were not chosen to see this. Now, somebody still has an opportunity to come in, and I pray that people still do. But the reality is, everyone wasn't chosen. So if you feel God calling you, look, it's time to get serious about this. It's time to repent. It's time to be baptized. It's time to receive the Holy Ghost. It's time. Because you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss this while you have the opportunity. Let's finish this out, Melvin.
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
We're told to continue. We're told to keep going. Be grounded in faith, he said in one place. Be grounded. Because before you know it, look, you're going to see God do something. Sometimes people will look at your situation and they'll say, oh, nothing's changed. Nothing's happened. But if we can just hold on, look, magic is going to happen. It cannot be wherever God is. It's always something incredible happening. Every time God is involved, something fantastic happens. So I want to be wherever he is. I want to be wherever he promised to take us. He said Jesus told us in his Father's house, look, there are many mansions. We don't have to fight each other for it. We don't have to steal from one another. He said he'll give it to us. It's just so incredible when we line up with the word of God. He gives us everything we need. There's enough for us to share. There's enough to go around when we do it right. But when we try to do this thing on our own, it's a struggle. So, in my final remarks, look, I'm hoping that we would put God to the test. Put him to the test to see if he'll perform some magic in our lives. Whatever things you've been dealing with, put God to the test. I mean, really give it a real shot. Don't just half-heartedly seek God. Fully surrender to him and watch what happens. Watch how he transforms situations. Watch how he changes things. So may God bless you guys. And may God continue to cause us to look for him, to see him do some incredible things. See, somebody around us is going to miss it. Somebody around us is going to say it was science that did it. Somebody's going to say it was all types of people are going to make all kinds of excuses and not give the credit to God who really deserves it. So may God bless you guys. At this time, I will turn it back into the hands of Melvin.
Thank you, Minister Banks. Good message as always. We have two more comments. Sister Rosie says, praise the Lord. And Cynthia says, yes, Lord, I am waiting. It is coming. And that is definitely true. Thank you guys for the comments. We have David, Casey, Sister Rosie, and Cynthia. If anybody else has any more questions or comments, please drop them down below. Do not hesitate to ask or just leave a comment praising God or, you know, whatever you wish, whatever is laid upon your heart. We are open to the interaction, and we are so grateful that you chose to spend a little bit of time with us. So I just had a small testimony. Well, it may be big, but my father-in-law, he had recently been really sick. It started last Tuesday, and I remember last Wednesday, He was just in his room all day. And for those of you who know this man, that is not like him. And then the very next day, he was still going to go out and try to work. But he wasn't feeling that well, and he was admitted to the hospital. And glory be to God, he just got released from the hospital today. And I just wanted to thank everyone who's prayed, who's been checking up, because, I mean, it's great. He was really great, grateful to be out of the hospital. He kept saying, oh, it's good. All I've been seeing was the top of these buildings out of the window. Oh, it feels great to feel some sunshine. You know, I've only had to be in the hospital for one night back in eighth grade when I broke my wrist. And I didn't like it for that one night. And he's been in there a week. And I know there are people that have been in there even longer. So I'm grateful to God for, you know, allowing him to get better. He had pneumonia, and I think what else was sepsis, if I'm saying that correctly. But glory be to God, he's back and doing well. And yeah, that's all I have to add. I'm grateful for that, because people die from the common cold, or people die when it doesn't seem like anything is wrong. No health problems. I brought it up before. It was a guy in basketball practice who just he was shooting a free throw, I believe, and he just collapsed. And they did an autopsy. They couldn't find anything wrong. So people die for those reasons. So it is especially more important is magic goes back to the topic of the lesson. When people recover from sickness, from even what they say is deadly, like cancer or ALS or something like that. And if you do have any of those diseases, keep fighting, keep trusting the Lord. Prayer is powerful. We had a Bible study called The Power of God's Word. We always tell God how big our problem is, but we never seem to tell our problem how big our God is. You know, as Tony mentioned earlier, we tend to put a limit on God, but he's limitless. He's powerful and all-knowing. So that's all I have to add as my weekly reminder to you guys. We do have Zoom Bible studies every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We would love to see you guys there. And as I always like to say, rejoice in the Lord always, because today's tribulations are tomorrow's testimonies. Count it all joy. And again, count it all joy. There's reason to be joyful in the midst of every single storm. If the Lord blesses and says the same, we'll see you guys next Thursday evening with another topic coming straight from the Word of God. So until then, you guys have a happy, safe, and blessed weekend. And once again, thank you so much for choosing to spend some time with us. Thank you. Thank you for listening to our weekly Bible study podcast. We hope you enjoyed this evening's message. My name is Melvin Corners, here along with Minister Tony Banks. You can catch these Bible studies live on Facebook every Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at facebook.com/JMSBible. We have Zoom Bible studies every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, check out our website at JMSBible.com. There, you can listen to all of our in-person, Zoom, and live stream messages along with every scripture we've ever covered. Lastly, we have been getting a lot of questions about how people can donate. We have finally opened up a Cash App if you find it in your heart to leave a donation, because running these Bible studies takes money, which Tony and I have been paying since we first started. That name is $JoyStorm12. We appreciate each and every single donation, no matter how small. And remember to rejoice in the Lord always.